So over the course of my career, I've done probably as far as leasing work, more office leasing than anything else, but also done retail and industrial. And today, as Phil said, going to talk a little bit about operating expense provisions and market inclusions and exclusions for all asset classes, and then billing and audit mechanics and associated considerations when you're negotiating on either side. Now, even though I guess my experience has been mostly in the office context, I do think that a lot of these principles and thoughts do have uniform application. So just to kind of start things off, and a lot of these materials are in the binder that you've been presented with today. For anyone that has done any amount of office, industrial, or retail leasing, you know that one of the big areas that is open to negotiation in the lease is operating expenses. And in particular, what kind of operating expenses the landlord is allowed to then flow back through to the tenant, as well as specific exclusions regarding what the landlord cannot flow back to the tenant. One of the main reasons why this is such a major area in leases is because, especially in today's market, Austin for sure, OpEx can account to be a significant part of the cost that a tenant is going to enter into. The Austin Central Business District right now, in and of itself, has seen several tenants and old service firms over the past several years have to move out of the CBD that have been there forever just because of the rise in OpEx alone.